If you do things 2 years in a row, is it a tradition? Well, last year, JMU professor Hillary Holliday contacted me about recognizing Black History Month on WMRA by having students in her African American Poets class read poems that particularly spoke to them. It worked so well, we're doing it again this year.
I'm Patrick Ragland, and I'm a senior at JMU. I feel a particular kinship with Ann Spencer. One, because she's from my hometown, Lynchburg, Virginia, and two, because I believe she and I share a similar viewpoint on life. I think in a lot of her poems, Spencer is grappling with the callousness that comes with getting older and trying to find a way to maintain a youthful spirit, and I think that's particularly true of At the Carnival. It's something I think everyone goes through, and something I've been going through over the last few years, and especially now that the realities of finding a job and paying back student loans are looming in the not-too-distant future. It's hard to hold on to your dreams and your wonder with life, especially when everyone around you seems to be settling for second best. And I think Spencer acknowledges that in a beautiful way in this poem. At the Carnival. Gay little girl of the diving tank, I desire a name for you, nice, as a right glove fits. For you, who amid the malodorous mechanics of this unlovely thing, are darling of spirit and form. I know you, a glance, and what you are sits by the fire in my heart. My limousine lady knows you, or why does the slant envy of her eye mark your straight air and radiant, inclusive smile? Guilt pins a fig leaf. Innocence is its own adorning. The bull-necked man knows you. This first time his itching flesh sees form divine and vibrant health, and thinks not of his avocation. I came incuriously, set on no diversion save that my mind might safely nurse its broods of misdeeds in the presence of a blind crowd. The color of life was gray. Everywhere the setting seemed right for my mood. Here the sausage and garlic booths sent unholy incense skyward. There a quivering female thing gestured assignations and lied to call it dancing. There, too, were games of chance with chances for none. But oh, the girl of the tank, at last! Gleaming girl, how intimately pure and free the gaze you send the crowd, as though you know the dearth of beauty in its sordid life. We need you, my limousine lady, the bull-necked man, and I. Seeing you here brave and water-clean, leaven for the heavy ones of earth, I am swift to feel that what makes the plotter glad is good, and whatever is good is God. The wonder is that you are here. I have seen the queer and queer places, but never before a heaven-fed naiad of the carnival tank. Little diver, destiny for you, like as for me, is shewed in silence. Years may seep into your soul the bacilli of the usual and the expedient. I implore Neptune to claim his child today.
That was JMU senior Patrick Ragland reading Ann Spencer's poem, At the Carnival, in acknowledgement of Black History Month.